All right, welcome to April 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. And part of the reason why I do this show is because I get sick and tired of hearing liberal arts college professors expressing how bad this country is, and all we do is go into other countries and invade. Yeah, we also build infrastructure, aqueducts, schools, housing, tree planting. Let us not forget all the great that our country does for the entire world. You're welcome. So, with that in mind, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up, face the flags, and let's put our hands on our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very cool. So now, getting started on today's program, here's what I got lined up for you.
I'll talk about the election of 1844 and how Van Buren released the Hammett letters.
Boxer Rocky Marciano retires.
And Batman's Arkham City becomes the most popular comic book video game.
Okay, so now let's do this and get started.
1844. Van Buren releases the Hammett letter. For the election of 1844, the annexation of Texas and, with it, the issue of slavery expansion and war with Mexico were the biggest topics in the election. President John Tyler, who had ascended to the presidency due to William Harrison's untimely death, had lost popularity with Americans as well as his own constituents by vetoing a national bank and putting Democrats in his cabinet, even though he had abandoned the Democratic Party in 1836. Now, in fact, he wanted to expand slavery into Texas, which belonged to Mexico at the time. The Whigs turned to former senator from Kentucky Henry Clay as their party leader to run in the election, but the Democrats had a more complicated experience choosing their leader. Now, I go into detail about the Mexican-American War in my May 13th ep, as well as other stories about Sam Houston and Santa Ana. So, long story short, one of the main reasons the settlers in Tejas wanted independence from Mexico was because the Mexican government didn't allow slavery. That wasn't very convenient for Americans in the South and gave the Northern United States some leverage in the country's politics. Former President Martin Van Buren decided to step into the Democratic ring, and seeing that slavery issues could give the edge to the Northern Whigs, he took an anti-Texas stance in a letter that urged fellow Democrats to resist President Tyler's Texas position. The Hammett letter signified the end of Van Buren's political career, as it alienated him from everyone in the South. Meanwhile, Tyler, who was kicked out of the Whig Party in 1842, dropped out to throw in his support to James Knox Polk, who would lead the Democrat Party against Clay. Clay took a more central stance to his manifest destiny, which the Americans believed that the United States would stretch from sea to shining sea. The only question was how it would be expanded, and the Oregon Territory, way out on the West Coast, still had boundary disputes with England. Northerners considered this an opportunity for expansion without slavery, but the South was much more interested in slavery in Texas. These issues made the election of 1844 a very close one. Clay, a known slaveholder himself, also wrote a paper called the Alabama Letter, in which he appeared to flip-flop on the slavery issue. This letter just may have led to James, the Dark Horse, Polk's victory. Yes, when the results came in, the Democrats wrestled the power away from the Whigs, and the Napoleon of the Stump emerged victorious with 1,337,000 popular and 170 electoral votes, followed by Clay with a very close 1,299,000 popular, but a measly 105 electoral. James Gillespie Blimey for the Liberty Party, which was an anti-slavery group, drew in 62,000 votes. It wasn't much longer after Polk won that he went after Mexico in a lopsided fight that one could barely even call it a war. Texas would soon be a U.S. slave state, and Oregon would split with the United Kingdom.
1956, Rocky Marciano retires. He was boxing's world heavyweight champion from September 23rd, 1952, up until his retirement. He's the only person to hold the heavyweight title without a bout tie or defeat during his entire career. Marciano defended his title 6 times against Jersey Joe Walcott, Roland Lestarza, Ezra Charles twice, and Archie Moore. He's been ranked by many boxing historians as one of the best heavyweight champions of all time.
2016. Batman's Arkham City becomes the best-selling comic book video game. This would be the sequel to 2009's Batman Arkham Asylum, which featured Mark Hamill doing the voices for Batman and the Joker. I've never played this, but from what I understand, and I hope I'm getting this right for some reason, Arkham City in this game is basically a huge super prison that covers entire slum neighborhoods of Gotham, and Hugo Strange has Batman incarcerated in Arkham City. The point of the game is to figure out the secret to Strange's Protocol 10. I'm sure some listening can tell me more about this game, considering 13 million copies were sold by April 27, 2016, and frankly, if I didn't do this podcast every day, I might actually be playing Arkham City. Just saying.
So that's it, my friends, for April 27th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo, and I got this cool website you gotta check out. It's called joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program on the comment board. Fact check me. Is there anything about Ulysses Grant that I didn't get my story right or just didn't sound good with you? Please let me know.
Arkham City fans, how many hours have you put into playing that video game?
Let me know. Also, while you're there, you can check out some of the multiple choice quizzes. Now, moving on to tomorrow's program. Another presidential birthday, this one to James Monroe. Billy the Kid escapes from jail.
And a big duck.
So until then, check me out on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. Thanks for listening. Check you tomorrow.